My guest today is Jenna Young. Jenna is the director of beverages, the general manager, and the distiller for Fraser Valley Distilling. I have to tell you, she does such an amazing job. We learn about how they ended up in Fraser, all of the beverages that they offer. They're up to 22 different types of spirits, and each one is unique and so darn good. So sit back and enjoy. Happy holidays, Jenna.
Happy holidays to you.
You are with the Fraser Valley Distillery, which I have to say, I have gotten more people hooked on the whiskey agave. It's my favorite.
The muscovy is a house favorite of ours as well.
That's what your mom said.
She drinks it almost every day.
It's a treat when I get to have it, for sure.
That's fair.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about how the Fraser Valley Distillery started. It's a family affair.
It is. There's five of us in the family that got it all started, and it's grown a little with Michael meeting Tati, and she's joining us as well. We had always thought about trying to start a family business, but hadn't decided what it should be. And I was working as a microbiologist, doing a lot of fermentation and enzyme work, and not exactly happy with the trajectory of academia and wondering what kind of creative things I could do with the degree I had. And a friend of mine up in Detroit that I'd gone to grad school with had done this with a group of friends of his and convinced us it was a really good idea.
You've got amazing degrees. You've got a doctorate in microbiology and is it molecular genetics, all from Michigan State. That's so impressive.
Well, thank you. It was a lot of hard work. A lot of what I did during my degree, it was as I continued into academia, you have to do a lot less of what I liked doing and a lot more of what I didn't like doing, and wanted to find a way to be a little bit more hands-on with whatever I decided to do. And this has given me a whole new definition of what hands-on means.
Well, how did you guys end up in Fraser?
We had been coming up here as a family for years. It was where we did our spring breaks as kids. We lived in Georgia, and this was one of the few places that had good snow in April. And so it was just one of our favorite places to come up when we had time. And my parents actually retired out here many years before we decided to do this. So when the idea came up, we knew that a tourist town was a cool place to do something like this. So since my parents were already living here, they thought this would be a great place, especially as a tourist town, that we have a lot of foot traffic. And they suggested maybe they could help 10 to 20 hours a week. Little did they know how much they would be helping every week.
I think they basically came out of retirement. And are
my mom says that they were retired and now they're just tired. That's what she tells people.
Well, you guys are always busy. Every time I go in there to buy my whiskey agave, it's packed and your food is really good. So tell me how you come up with some of your drink specials, because you have a unique menu.
So some of it is dictated by the laws in Colorado. We have to produce everything that we put into our cocktails at the bar. That's just how the licensing works. So I can't just make any cocktail I want because I have to figure out how to make the ingredients in it. So we make the liqueurs in-house. We make the syrups in-house. I truly don't know where a lot of it comes from. I use flavors that I'm interested in and try to see what works together. And we get feedback from our customers. We get feedback from the other bartenders and we just kind of have fun with it.
Do you do vodkas, gins, agave?
We have three vodkas, four gins, three agaves, and then a slew of whiskeys.
Wow. What did you start with?
The first three things we had when we opened were vodka, our juniper gin, and rye. I think we have like 22 or 23 spirits now, which is a little nutty. Part of that is because there's five family members that have all had ideas and we're just crazy enough to try them all. Our most popular are The Colorado Bourbon and the Indecision Whiskey Blend, which is a blend of single malt, bourbon, and rye for when you can't decide, are our two biggest whiskey sellers. The Wiscave is very popular, and the Lavender Gin might be one of the bigger clear spirits that we sell.
What would you say is the number one drink order?
In the summertime, the Paloma is by far our biggest seller. One of the special things about our bar is that we use fresh juice in everything, so we juice every day. The Paloma is very juice forward. And I think in the summertime, people just love it. In the winter, our old fashions beat everything else out, and our hot toddies.
Especially when we're having these colder temperatures right now, a hot toddy sounds wonderful. So do you have anything new in the works?
Our newest product is probably our agave in Cabernet casks. We call it Agave Rosa. It's really interesting. We have lots of ideas in our head. I don't know how many I can share yet.
Oh, okay.
Just come out with this special release this week. There's only 50 bottles, so we'll see how long it lasts. We took a small bourbon barrel that we'd emptied and put maple syrup in it. Then we took the maple syrup out and put bourbon back in it. And so we have, for a limited time, a maple cask bourbon, which is pretty cool.
Oh, that sounds delicious. You only said 50 bottles? That might not last you the holiday.
It probably won't.
I need to try to get in there.
Yeah.
When you guys came up with this idea to come in to Fraser and you started with three spirits, I didn't ask you what year you actually came into the Valley and opened.
We opened December 2018, so we just hit our four-year mark.
Wow, it seems like you've been here longer, but that is amazing to go from three products to 22 in 4 years. Well, I have to say, it's such a treat when I get to come to the distillery, and I mostly see your mom and you. And like I said, you guys have a restaurant on site. Let's talk about the days that you're open. So when people come up to visit.
Absolutely. We're open Wednesday through Sunday. We do dinner Wednesday through Friday, 3 to 8. We're open for lunch and dinner on Saturday, 11 a.m. to 8. And on Sundays, we do a really cool Sunday brunch from 11 to 3.
Well, I'll tell you, it's a treat every time. And I have to say, I love your French fries. They're so good.
We just won best French fries in the Valley for Sky High News. So we're really proud of that.
That's great. No wonder why I like them so much.
We have the best regulars. So I'm so glad you enjoy coming in every time.
Oh, I do. It is, like I said, it's a treat. So I need to try to get in and get that bourbon before you guys run out.
Definitely.
Well, maybe we'll see you right after the holidays. That would be great.
That sounds lovely. Thanks, Bailey.
Okay. Jenna, thank you so much.
Thank you.